This is New Beginnings. Supported by AARP in the Twin Cities, a program for and about America's 78 million baby boomers. Hosted by award-winning broadcaster and speaker Freddie Bell, New Beginnings topics include end-of-life concerns, health of mind, body, and spirit, housing, finance, and your career. Here's your host, Freddie Bell, as he welcomes career expert Joe McKenzie, founder of Ripple Connects.
You're listening to New Beginnings. I'm Freddie Bell. Thank you for that introduction. And with me now is our co-host on the program, Mr. Joe McKenzie. He's been at our side from the very beginning with our program, and he really turned candidates into contenders. And when you say that, Joe McKenzie, exactly what are you talking about?
Anybody that applies for a job is considered a job candidate, correct?
That's correct.
Well, we like to take it another step further, and we want to put people in a position to be contenders for the jobs they deserve. Mm-hmm. That takes work, that takes collaboration, practice, and just knowing what you bring. And that's what we do. We turn our clients into contenders and separate them from the people that are applying but not going through these steps to get the jobs that they deserve.
Mm. That's a great job that you're doing. And how long have you been at it now, Joe?
Well, formally, I've been incorporated 5 years, but close to 10 years I've been working with people in career transition back to the 07, 08 financial crisis when I was doing a lot of volunteering. And here I was in my 40s and I realized what I was meant to do. And it was kind of a culmination of my sales management and training background to help people get that edge. And that's really what I did. I had to get people out of their comfort zone. And when you get out of your comfort zone, there's growth, right, Freddie?
That's right. That's right. You never exit the same way that you enter.
Absolutely. But not every salesperson coached and managed the same way, right?
That's true.
Yes. Not everybody in career transition can be coached or trained in the same way. I learned that was my gift to bring out the best in people. And that's really how I brought my team together is, and my company has that mantra that we're going to help take people and turn them into contenders with the job they deserve. That's simply why we exist.
Mm. And you do a great job. And this week we're talking about key steps to overcoming interview anxiety. And I know that can be a lot, especially when we've talked in previous weeks about the job market being so competitive with the low unemployment rate. And I think this is a good thing to talk about. So do you feel a certain amount of the interview? Do you feel a certain amount of interview is common today?
Yes, I see. I think anxieties in to some degree in a job interview for most people, because we don't do them, conduct them enough in our lives, and there's so much on the line. It's when that anxiety puts you in a position where you, even after the first few minutes, you still can't be at your best. And there are people that meeting new people, new situations, being on the spot, having to remember specifics is a scary situation. And we've worked with people that have overcome interview anxiety. And I want to share this type of actionable information for someone that may know someone or themselves that an important job interview is up, but they can't be at their best because there's so much anxiety. But there always is a normal anxiety about anything. But when it becomes debilitating and you can't perform at your best is when you need to take a few steps to overcome that anxiety.
So, and I'm overcoming that anxiety, you said there are a few steps to take. What would be the first step that you would take?
I think a simple step would be to visualize and remember what you've accomplished in other places where you've been. I think that anxiety starts to get reduced when you start to realize that I deserve to be here. I have accomplished. And when you can visualize is in how you've impacted your previous organizations will bring that anxiety down. But that does have to be that mental approach. You may sit in the lobby before an interview feeling anxiety. Start thinking about some of the things that you've achieved. Quantify them. Think about them. Think of how on the other end of your accomplishments, how your company did better, save money, streamline processes, you impacted other individuals, what have you, that will start giving you that confidence to overcome some of the anxiety. So that'd be one step I'd take. Start visualizing and recalling to yourself that you deserve to be here, and this is why, and these are some of my accomplishments. I think we forget when we're in an interview setting that we've accomplished anything because of the nerves and the anxiety. I think that's just a simple step to visualize and just kind of reflect upon where you've been, mm-hmm. where you want to go, and you deserve to be there that day. That's a very helpful way to get ready. But really, Freddie, in an interview setting when there's anxiety, sometimes less is more. And what I mean by that is a 20-minute answer is probably an indication that there's anxiety and you don't know when to stop. Less is more. Being clear and concise will allow you to kind of ease into that interview situation, Freddie, mm-hmm. and keep it to just a couple minutes, but be clear and concise. Because what happens, Freddie, is if they want to know more, if you've given them more to want more, they'll ask you. And then it becomes more conversational versus, 20 questions in the next 20 minutes. Give them something that is compelling enough for them to ask additional questions of that accomplishment, your role. And then it becomes conversational, Freddie. And now it doesn't seem so adversarial, other side of the table. Now we're having a conversation, right? When you're talking.
And so now it's just an exploration because less is more.
That's correct. But if you have a long answer and you're watching other people listen to you, that's not a conversation. And that's where anxiety can creep back up. Give them a clear and concise way to answer. The STAR method that I've talked about for 4 years on this program is a simple way to keep it clear and concise. But you don't go on for 20 minutes. You give them enough to say, oh, that's interesting. How did they, tell me your role within that? And all of a sudden it becomes conversational, not 20 questions in 20 minutes. And that will also bring down your anxiety.
Wow. Everybody, we're talking with Joe McKenzie, and we're talking about key steps to overcoming interview anxiety. What are some other ideas that you might have to help us through this, Joe?
Well, I think anytime you get a chance to practice, practice talking about your accomplishments. Minnesotans, upper Midwest, we're kind of raised to be, humble. Don't talk about yourself. That's bragging. We need to become confident about what we accomplished. We need to be confident describing our role in a team accomplishment. Sometimes people will not talk about team accomplishments because it wasn't all about me. Practicing, talking to others, line up a couple meetings ahead of time so you get that cadence and you get that quantifiable accomplishment out there. You get more confidence. Freddie, you've been in radio. And you have go-to phrases that you use because you're confident to know that it's going to work, right?
That's true. That's true. You've picked up on one of my secrets.
But in interview situations, we go in and it sounds like this is the first time we've ever said it. Now that anxiety creeps up. But what if you talk to someone about your quantifiable accomplishment in a more casual, non-interview setting, and it came out well, and that person across the table says, that's great, I didn't realize you did that. All of a sudden your confidence is starting to rise, mm-hmm. because it was well received. That's the practice. In our coaching, we do practice interviews. I send 4 or 5 interview questions to our clients a couple days before our practice session. I don't want to stump our clients. I want our clients to bring out the best. I want them to think about, when they've accomplished and how they're going to word it. And so we can help massage and streamline their answers. That's practice. And that helps bring that anxiety down.
Wow. And you have another couple of techniques, but we want to make sure we get them all in. I'm looking at a note here that talks about nonverbal language. How useful is that?
Absolutely. Being able to sit into interview situation with confident body language, that you're not tapping or tapping a pen or moving around. If you get into that confident position and looking at the interviewers, you will feel confident. And that's that nonverbal. And, you know, sometimes it takes some practice to get in that situation. We pick up on that. Sometimes we see someone tapping a pen or moving their fingers or what have you. We help them get into a nonverbal position where they project confidence, they feel confident, and that helps bring that anxiety down as well.
Wow. We're about out of time. We are out of time, but Joe, you do some fine work at Ripple Connects in helping us to overcome this anxiety, and folks should remember what?
Yes, we do. At Ripple Connects, we turn candidates into contenders.
And New Beginnings continues right now.
If you are ready to reinvent, recalibrate, or retool your career, Ripple Connects can help. That's RippleConnects.com. We work one-on-one with our clients in a safe, collaborative fashion designed to significantly improve the likelihood of landing the ideal engagement. Take control of your job search and create your ideal future. Engage with Ripple Connects, where we turn candidates into contenders. For more information, RippleConnects.com.
It's time to wake up and finally go after that goal and create that success that you've been wanting for so long. West Metro Hypnosis is making it so easy to find out how powerful hypnosis can be to help you make positive changes in your life. For only $49, you can schedule your discovery session to discover how powerful you really are and how hypnosis can help you reach your goals. So what limitation have you accepted about yourself? That you can't lose weight, that you can't stop smoking, that you can't get over a fear, that you can't? $49 will show you how possible your goal really is. Call Kelly today at 952-222-3975 to schedule your $49 discovery session. You'll be surprised at how good it feels to finally be creating your success. 952-222-3975. West Metro Hypnosis, wake up to your success.
This is the Real Possibilities Update, your guide to all the exciting things that are happening with AARP in the Twin Cities. Because if you don't think Real Possibilities in the Twin Cities when you think AARP, well, then you don't know ARP. You see, AARP is hosting free Movies for Grown-Ups screenings at theaters across the metro. They're helping protect families from identity theft and scams with the AARP Fraud Watch Network. And AARP volunteers are helping people in need complete their tax returns free of charge. So whether you're a caregiver, someone who's trying to save for retirement, or if you just want to save money and connect with friends and neighbors for fun at local events, then AARP has resources for you. Get to know AARP and see all the real possibilities right here in the Twin Cities at aarp.org/twincities.
Our show features the concerns of America's 78 million baby boomers in employment, finance, health and nutrition, spirituality, and even entertainment. Every day is a chance for a fresh start.
Burger Mo's gorgeous patio is open for the season. Enjoy nightly happy hours, more than 60 beers on tap, and the weather while you watch your favorite game on the outdoor screen. And don't miss live music Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays. Offering 20 fresh, never-frozen burger varieties, Burger Mo's also offers delicious appetizers, soups, salads, as well as unburgers, dogs, paninis, shakes, and desserts. Burger Mo's is located at 242 West 7th Street in St. Paul with plenty of free parking and online at burgermo's.com.
Connections Radio Show is all about tapping into our hardwired hunger to connect. We examine meaningful connections to ourselves, our community, and the world around us. By opening the door to innovative insights by a wide variety of interesting guests, we'll make make the connections to something bigger than ourselves. Join me, Lori Fitz, your host of Connections Radio Show, and together we'll make the connections. Saturday mornings at 9 a.m. on AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
You're listening to New Beginnings.
New Beginnings with Freddie Bell.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to New Beginnings. It's time now for a health and fitness segment of our program. You know, it's easy to spot a health fanatic. That's the one who's jogging down the street on the road wearing tight pants and a heart monitor, then slipping into the house for kale for a superfood infusion. But you don't need to be the neighborhood greyhound or a health food zealot to dramatically slash your risk of heart attack or stroke. You just need to stop making a few common mistakes that can raise your risk of heart disease. The sooner we make a change, the faster we can reverse existing damage and reduce our risk of heart disease, that according to the experts. So our goal here this afternoon is to help to get you onto a new health plan to take care of a healthy you, to take care of your heart. I've got 7 ideas for you to help you to have a healthy heart. Number 1, maybe you sneak a smoke. Heavy smokers know they should quit, and so should occasional smokers. But you might say, I only smoke socially, or just once in a while. Maybe I have a cigar on the golf course, or I switch to vaping, so it's much cleaner and healthier. All of these are not the right answers. Cigarettes, cigars, vaping, all of them have the same degree of risk for your heart, that according to the experts. Nicotine has been shown to tighten coronary arteries. The effect is virtually immediate. And there is no small dose of nicotine. There is no threshold below which you're okay with smoking. That does not exist. Here's the fix. If you stop smoking right now and you don't already have coronary artery disease, within 2 years you can reduce your heart attack risk to what it would have been if you had never smoked. We're looking at 7 ideas to help you to have a healthier heart. Muscle loss as you age is a serious problem, and your heart is the most important muscle of all. Here is a fix. It's recommended 150 minutes a week of exercise, or 30 minutes a day for at least 5 days a week. In 2017, a study showed that people with stable coronary heart disease who increase their habitual physical activity reduce their mortality rate. The greatest benefits are seen in the most sedentary people who finally start moving regularly. Some folks just hate the word exercise, and that's okay. The whole idea is just to move. Get up and get your heart pumping. It won't care if you're at the gym or not. Your heart doesn't know the difference. A large-scale study last year confirmed that any physical activity that gets you breathing hard, whether it's for recreation or not, delivers the same benefit. So we're looking at the 7 ideas. I've given you a couple. How about 3? You eat an extra cookie. One of the biggest health issues is if you're over 50 is weight creep, gaining a pound or two every year until you tip over into obesity. Science has found that meaningful weight loss comes from mostly from better eating patterns rather than from, say, more exercise. Here's a fix. You shouldn't expect to lose weight from exercise alone. You can erase 500 calories burned from exercise in a few minutes of eating. So the key is eating the right foods. We're talking about the 7 worst things you can do to your heart, but more importantly, we're looking at ways that you can have a more healthier you. We've talked about a couple of things. We've talked about sneaking a smoke. We've talked about skipping a walk. We've talked about what happens when you have that extra cookie. How about if you eat dinner out of a box? Foods that come in boxes and bags are more likely to make you fat and sick than foods you cook yourself. There was a study in the journal Nature that showed that emulsifiers in processed foods can trigger obesity and metabolic syndrome. Here's the fix. An overall healthy eating pattern emphasizes a variety of fruits and vegetables, whole grains, low-fat dairy products, skinless poultry and fish, nuts, and non-tropical vegetable oils. That according to the nutritionist. So the key here is to cook the dinner yourself. 5, there are a lot of foods that really seem healthy, but are low in nutritional value. For example, some culprits include granola bars and smoothies loaded with added sugars. Here's the fix. Try to eat a serving of fruits and vegetables with every meal. Yes, including breakfast. Fry some thinly sliced Brussels sprouts with your eggs. Have a healthy salad or vegetable soup for lunch. And make sure there is a side of broccoli with your salmon. For snacks, stir in some fresh berries into a plain cup of yogurt instead of eating that sugary fruit at the bottom. Or scoop hummus with some carrots and celery rather than processed chips. For natural blood pressure control, it's recommended potassium-rich foods such as sweet potatoes, spinach, beets, beans, and yogurt. We're talking about the 7 ideas that you can implement to make sure that you have a healthier you. We're up to number 6 right now. Sometimes stress isn't necessarily a bad thing, but chronic stress can put your health at risk. One result, elevated blood pressure. Plus, according to a recent study, more than 2,500 people who are 54 years old and older, chronic stress is associated with obesity. Here's the fix. Anti-stress techniques are really prevalent. For example, exercise, meditation, yoga, tai chi, enjoying nature, and even creative hobbies can all help dial down your stress reaction. But one key to understanding stress is that in the end, it's how you react to it that makes all the difference. From that point of view, a big part of the remedy of stress is just asking yourself, why am I so stressed about this? And then finally, in the 7 things that we can do to make sure that we have a healthier you is to not overdrink. There are a number of studies that say that a modest amount of alcohol, daily or weekly, is reasonable and might be protective of your heart. But how do we measure protective benefits on an individual basis? And here's the really hard part. Are people disciplined enough to keep it modest? I think so, because modest shakes out to 1 drink per day for women and 2 drinks for men. Now, if you can do that, the experts say that you're probably okay. But if you can't, the evidence suggests that no alcohol at all is better for your heart than having too much. We've just discussed the 7 things that you can do for your heart and in general have a healthier you. I'm Freddie Bell, and you're listening to New Beginnings, which continues right now.
This is the Real Possibilities Update, your guide to all the exciting things that are happening with AARP in the Twin Cities. Because if you don't think real possibilities in the Twin Cities when you think AARP, well, then you don't know ARP. You see, AARP is hosting free Movies for Grown-Ups screenings at theaters across the metro. They're helping protect families from identity theft and scams with the AARP Fraud Watch Network. And AARP volunteers are helping people in need complete their tax returns free of charge. So whether you're a caregiver, someone who's trying to save for retirement, or if you just want to save money and connect with friends and neighbors for fun at local events, then AARP has resources for you. Get to know AARP and see all the real possibilities right here in the Twin Cities at aarp.org/twincities.
Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name.
You want to be in a place where people know your name. The message is positive and you feel fulfilled. Come be inspired at Unity South Church. Unity South is a non-denominational spiritual community with roots in love, acceptance, and prayer. We believe that you have an indwelling spark of divinity. Come visit us this Sunday for the interactive discussion at 9 a.m. or the regular service at 10:30 a.m. Unity South is located at 7950 First Avenue South in Bloomington. A stimulating and uplifting Sunday school for preschool through 18 years old. Unity South Church, embracing, loving, empowering.
Yeah. It's birthday time on New Beginnings. These are national celebrities celebrating their birthdays this month. Hall of Fame running back Barry Sanders, who has spent his retirement raising his four sons, turns 50. Fox Brooklyn's 9-9 star is also a co-founder of the home design firm Amen and Amen. That's Terry Crews. And Living Color creator Kenan Ivory Wayans is also the co-writer for material for Eddie Murphy's Raw, that stand-up show. He is 60 years young. Also celebrating his 60th birthday is Eric Heiden. Who is he? Well, he was a 5-time speed skating gold medalist. He's an orthopedic surgeon now living in Salt Lake City. Kevin Bacon is now 60 as well. He is also a part of the Bacon Brothers Band. He headlined at the White House Correspondents' Jam this year, if you may remember. And also, Kathy Bates is turning 70. She appears in the Netflix film The Highwayman along with Kevin Costner. Oh, and also, Kristen Chenoweth, she celebrates on my birthday, the 24th of July. She's only 4'11", but she is a powerhouse on stage. Those are the national celebrities. Now, if you're celebrating a birthday this month, we say happy birthday to you. And New Beginnings continues right now.
If you are ready to reinvent, recalibrate, or retool your career, Ripple Connects can help. That's RippleConnects.com. We work one-on-one with our clients in a safe, collaborative fashion designed to significantly improve the likelihood of landing the ideal engagement. Take control of your job search and create your ideal future. Engage with Ripple Connects, where we turn candidates into contenders. For more information, RippleConnects.com.
AM 950 listeners, we have a home cleaning company with an offer just for you. They're Blue Sky Services. Blue Sky Services will wash your windows, siding, gutters, clean those black streaks off your roof, and much more. Window washing starts at $100. Siding cleaning starts at $199. Call Blue Sky Services at 651-447-4484 to ask for the AM 950 special. If you hear this, you have an exclusive house cleaning offer for AM 950 listeners. Call Blue Sky Services at 651-447-4484. That's 651-447-4484.
I'm Steve Conklin.
And I'm Jake DeRoff.
We're the hosts of the Mortgage Talk Show, Sundays at 12:30.
Every week we bring you insights on home financing, discussing rates, programs, local and national news.
Whether you're buying your first home or your 100th home, we have tips and inside information to save you money and feel like a mortgage master.
Check us out for more information and email us any questions at mortgagetalkshow.com.
Tune in to the Mortgage Talk Show every Sunday at 12:30 on AM 950.
With your AM 950 weather, I'm Hunter Haas. Today, sunny with a high near 83. Tonight, clear with a low around 67. And Sunday, sunny with a high near 89. EatLocalMinnesota.com is your way to find unique local restaurants offering one-of-a-kind food and atmosphere. Your choice is setting from casual to trendy. Great spots for date nights, evenings with friends, or business occasions. Make sure that the money you spend stays local. Find out more at EatLocalMinnesota.com.
Freddie welcomes Kelly Von Heidekamp of West Metro Hypnosis.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the program again. This is Freddie Bell. And with me now is Kelly Von Heidekamp of West Metro Hypnosis. Welcome back, Kelly.
Oh, it's so good to be here, Freddie.
Tell us about how we can find you on the web.
westmetrohypnosis.com or give me a call at 952-222-3975.
Normally, I put the title of what we're going to talk about out front, but I like to hear you say it. And the title is...
What Ifs.
It sounds like there's more than one.
Oh my gosh, have you never participated in what if kind of thinking, Freddie?
I can remember doing that as a child. We just dream and dream and dream and dream and dream.
I love the fact that you bring up the fact of or bringing it from a child's perspective, because when do we make the crossover from going to dreaming about all the what ifs to only entertaining catastrophic what ifs? I don't know about you, but there must be like a magical age or some rite of passage or something, because I talk to so many people who say, you know, I just can't ever shut my mind off. And it just has this natural tendency to catastrophize so much of what I'm thinking. And none of it ever happens. But I just find myself in these circular thoughts of what if, what if, what if. And it's always the worst possible scenario. Has that ever happened to you?
Yes, and I'm going to ask you, why do we seem to go to the worst possible case?
Oh, my goodness. That's too much time, more than we have. And at the end of the day, I tell people it doesn't matter why. Maybe it's natural human tendency. Who knows? You know, we have to plan, especially if you're doing a wedding or a graduation in Minnesota in June. So you have to think of possible what ifs. But it's just interesting how far we carry that out. And when I'm working with somebody, I really like to invite them into really getting back to that childlike way of thinking and begin to entertain the what ifs that feel good. You know, what if everything turned out okay? What if there were no problems whatsoever? Yes, we have to plan, but can we also make room for the positive what ifs and even the ridiculous what ifs? And by ridiculous what ifs, I tell people this who are thinking about worry and anxiety and all of those negative thought provoking what ifs. You know, what if I get stuck in this car wash and I can't get out? Well, what if all of a sudden the car wash stopped and a group of Chippendales came out and started washing your car shirtless in tight little European swimming trunks? What if that happened? That's just as ridiculous as getting stuck in the car wash is.
Right.
So if we're going to think in terms of what ifs, and I know a lot of women out there really like the thought of all of a sudden having their car washed by a group of really good looking shirtless guys. So why, you know, we've got the power to do this and to think about it very, very deliberately. So if you're out driving right now, just let your mind go to a bunch of really feel good what ifs, or even a couple of ridiculous ones as well, and understand that you've got the power to change your thinking.
You can find Kelly at westmetrohypnosis.com, and New Beginnings continues right now.
It's time to wake up and finally go after that goal and create that success that you've been wanting for so long. West Metro Hypnosis is making it so easy to find out how powerful hypnosis can be to help you make positive changes in your life. For only $49, you can schedule your discovery session to discover how powerful you really are and how hypnosis can help you reach your goals. So what limitation have you accepted about yourself? That you can't lose weight? That you can't stop smoking? That you can't get over a fear? That you can't, you can't, you can't? $49 will show you how possible your goal really is. Call Kelly today at 952-222-3975 to schedule your $49 discovery session. You'll be surprised at how good it feels to finally be creating your success. 952-222-3975. West Metro Hypnosis. Wake up to your success.
Hey ladies, have you ever wanted a place where you could network, shop, eat, laugh, and learn? Sister Spokesman is that place. Held the first Saturday of every month, Sister Spokesman takes place from 12 to 4 p.m. at various locations throughout the Twin Cities. And it's sponsored by the Minnesota Spokesman Recorder. Vendor opportunities are also available. For more information, 612-827-4021 or online at spokesman-recorder.com.
Sister Spokesman.
You're listening to New Beginnings. New Beginnings with Freddie Bell.
As we continue in New Beginnings, I just came across some information about a new scam. It's called missed mail. Now, you know, anyone can walk into any U.S. post office and complete a change of address form to reroute your mail. Your sensitive documents would then be delivered to a new address that might be selected by a crook to gather information needed to steal your identity. All that's needed to do this is your name, your address, and a forged signature on the form. The U.S. Postal Service does not require any identification. Instead, you'll be mailed a notice confirming the change of address. But that's easy to miss or ignore. If you do nothing, the change happens. The question is, Freddie Bell, how likely is this to happen? Less than a tenth of 1% of change of address requests, fewer than 37,000, are reported to the United States Postal Service as suspicious every year. But you should still be on guard. An audit by the U.S. Postal Service Inspector General in 2008 found that weaknesses in the way addresses were changed could contribute to identity theft. So how can you protect yourself? Number one, don't toss USPS notices. After a change of address request is processed, the Postal Service sends an address change confirmation to both your address and the forwarding address. Be careful not to mistake it for junk mail. Number two, note missing mail. Letters addressed to occupant or resident will keep coming after the change of address is completed. But if you get no mail addressed to your name for several consecutive days, contact your post office to determine if you've been victimized. And finally, be watchful. Routinely check your credit rating and review credit card bills for unexpected activity. And if you haven't already, put a freeze on your credit reports. These are essential tasks that will help protect you from financial fraud. I'm Freddie Bell, and you're listening to New Beginnings.
Here's your host, Freddie Bell, as he welcomes career expert Joe McKenzie, founder of Ripple Connects.
Joe McKenzie, how can we avoid the myopic career search?
We can avoid the myopic job search by looking at your career, looking back, look at your marketable skills and your pattern of achievement, and bring those forward to see what's marketable today. And that will help you avoid the unimaginative, narrow-minded, short-sighted approach to a job search. Bring those attributes, those accomplishments forward, and I'm confident that you're going to find new opportunities out there that you may have never thought of.
For more information, how can we reach Joe McKenzie of Ripple Connects?
You can contact me directly at 763-438-1621. 763-438-1621. Your network plus my techniques equals more success for you.
You're listening to New Beginnings. New Beginnings with Freddie Bell.
Hi, I'm Freddie Bell. As New Beginnings continues, here are nine things to consider before choosing a nursing home. Consider this. When you buy a house, you first hire a professional inspector to give it a thorough top-to-bottom review. But usually you have no such resource when shopping for a nursing home. Here's how to use your multi-hour visit. Yes, give yourself a lot of time, like a pro, to make sure it's the best facility for your loved one. Number one, check the grounds. Make sure there are nice sitting areas for residents, and are they being used? Are the garbage dumpsters reasonably clean and well concealed? Is road noise troublesome? Do you get a sense of security and safety? Imagine your loved ones sitting outside the place. Would that person be content there? Secondly, schmooze with the residents. Try to speak with people already living there when they're alone or socializing with others. Ask about living conditions and interactions with fellow residents and staff. See if they like the food and whether they're engaged rather than warehoused. Find out what a typical day is like. Ask if there are regular events for family members. Everyone tends to look at how pretty a place is, but pay attention to how well the residents are cared for and cared about. Number three, talk with family members. See if visitors are willing to talk for a few minutes and get their unvarnished opinions and observations. Ask about why they chose the facility, if they have any regrets, and also if they have any tips for getting the best care and the best arrangements. They may also know how accommodating staff is with out-of-the-box requests such as off-hour visiting and if there are any quirky regulations. Number four, ask tough questions. Don't be timid. Ask staff about their jobs, how they are managed, if they know residents by name. You don't want to anger anyone, but you do want to get a real sense of the place and the feeling of the culture. And how does staff interact with the patients, and are they invested in them? We're teaching you the nine things to consider before choosing a nursing home. Step number five, check the turnover. You know, the work can be taxing and the wages can be low, so it's not uncommon for care operators to experience turnover among the frontline staff who interact every day with the residents. Good organizations work to minimize this. Heavy turnover is an indicator that the culture supporting the care workers isn't strong. Also, try to get a sense of the camaraderie of the staff. Do they work together as a team and seem to appreciate each other? Number six, have a meal. Nursing homes are not restaurants, but the food still should be fresh, appetizing, and healthy. The best way is to have a routine lunch or dinner with the resident. Number seven, give a smell and sound test. A few times during your visit, pause for a moment and engage your other senses. Are the sounds of the place calm and reassuring, be it laughter, music, or conversation or activity, or are there some worrisome silence or patients in distress? Then do the smell test. Is it clean, fresh, well ventilated? Or do you smell urine, mustiness, or overpowering cleaners? Number eight, in making sure you have the best nursing home for your loved one, make a safety check. Start with the everyday needs. Are there handrails and non-skid floors? Are the walkways clear of wheelchairs and other equipment that could cause a fall? And then ask questions about disaster planning. What will the nursing home do if a catastrophic natural disaster hits? What is the backup plan if that disaster plan fails? And how much food, water, and power is available in case of an extended emergency? These are all things that you really want to know. And then number nine, visit again during off hours. A scheduled, guided weekday visit likely will reveal that the facility is at its best. The real test, however, is whether all your positive observations hold up in the off hours. See if staffing levels seem adequate and whether the same sense of calm and positivity remains when the staff is no longer on alert. Those are the nine things to consider before choosing a nursing home for your loved one. I'm Freddie Bell, and New Beginnings continues right now. And now it's time for this week's Point of Focus.
Quantum physics and psychology have proven conclusively that you get what you expect. If you expect something different will happen.
This is life and enterprise management.
I love living. I think that's infectious.
The word courage comes from the Latin root word for heart. That's today's Point of Focus, having a courageous heart. You can be courageous when you boldly break through fear, refusing to be stymied by it for more than a moment. We all have all the right stuff to make whatever changes or decisions are necessary. You have the courage to climb any mountain, however insurmountable it may appear. Don't be dismayed by life setbacks or derailed by doubt. Simply rely on the tools that you have to steady your mind and fuel that courageous heart of yours. Right now, step out with daring and take clear action. Be a courageous conqueror, and victory is already yours. If you'd like to learn more, I'd welcome the chance to speak to your organization. To learn how, all you have to do is visit me at www.freddiebell.com or call 888-639-9738. Or you can reach me by email. It's freddie@freddiebell.com. freddie@freddiebell.com.
Hey ladies, have you ever wanted a place where you could network, shop, eat, laugh, and learn? Sister Spokesman is that place. Held the first Saturday of every month, Sister Spokesman takes place from 12 to 4 p.m. at various locations throughout the Twin Cities. And it's sponsored by the Minnesota Spokesman Recorder. Vendor opportunities are also available. For more information, 612-827-4021 or online at spokesman-recorder.com.
Sister Spokesman.
Prairie Oaks Memorial Eco Gardens is the first green cemetery in Minnesota. It's a beautiful, peaceful place where burials are celebrations of life with as little impact on the environment as possible. Tony Weber founded it because he wants to leave a green legacy for his grandchildren, something many of us might feel. Learn more. Visit the website mngreengraves.com. Give them a call. The goal is so meaningful, so positive, it might be right for you. Prairie Oaks Memorial Eco Gardens.
Unbeatable prices? Warner Stallion guarantees it on hundreds of top-rated appliances, including laundry pairs starting at $3.99 each, free installation on select Bosch and KitchenAid dishwashers, hundreds saved on French door refrigerators. We have discounts on air conditioners, and we install. You'll save even more in-store on top brands. We guarantee unbeatable prices. Warner Stallion offers qualified buyers 18 months zero-interest financing for a limited time and only from Minnesota's original appliance specialist, Warner Stallion.
As we continue with New Beginnings, we now turn to Unity South in the Twin Cities, where the Reverend James Stacy is the senior minister, and they invite you to their two Sunday morning services at 9 a.m. and at 10:30 a.m., as well as to their numerous weekly activities and classes. More information is found at unitysouth.org. Here now is the Reverend James Stacy with a lesson already in progress.
Now, I tend to like Jesus' much simpler way of expressing it. Do to others as you would have them do to you. Let that be the rule. As we hold that idea, that key in our consciousness, this creative power of imagination then creates images of possibilities of how we can bring that golden rule, that truth, into expression through our lives, our actions, our words. Imagination is an attribute of God. It is the formative power of thought, the molding power of the mind. It is that which gives shape, tone, color to thinking. In truth, every word, every combination of words has back of it an image, a thought picture. These images, these combinations of shapes working in spiritual substance, mold our life, create our outer reality. These are words from Cora Fillmore as she was writing and developing meditative exercises based upon Charles Fillmore's 12 Powers concept. He would write about the 12 Powers, muse upon them, describe them to people, but Cora Fillmore, who wanted to support his work, she got busy and came up with more specific exercises that the Unity student could use to develop these qualities. She was using her power of imagination. Charles did state it simply in this phrase: it is through the imagination that the formless takes form. It is through the imagination that the formless takes form. Ideas, spiritual principles, ideals within the mind, the truths that we grasp from God mind, these are formless. And the imagination within our creative mind begins to clothe those ideas with shapes and forms and colors of what that idea could be in the world, how I could carry it forth, how I could express it, even in my singing. This spiritual principle or idea is shaped in the imagination into an image we can hold and work toward manifesting in the physical world. You can grasp a spiritual principle such as, I am a child of the Most High, or I am an expression of infinite and enduring life. It is then your faculty of imagination that shapes such a truth into images that guide your thoughts, that collect around the ideal, your words, your actions, and how you relate to others in the world, all coming forth from that central ideal. It's no wonder that the writer of the wisdom book we call Proverbs made this simple statement: where there is no vision, the people perish. Where there is no spiritual vision, no imagination. The people do not prosper, may even fade away. 50 years ago this week, the world lost a man who had a great moral imagination, Robert Kennedy. I would like to share with you a few of his powerful statements as illustrations of how we can build our faculty of imagination. As Charles Fillmore indicated, to give form, action, to the formless grand ideal. Now, the faculty of imagination can come forth and inspire our artistic endeavors, our singing, our art, our creative pursuits. The faculty of imagination can be helpful to our inventive nature, to scientists. If we recall what Einstein said, many things about imagination, but he always credited the faculty of imagination within him as his starting point for scientific invention, achievement, understanding. It began in that creative realm of the mind that begins to shape the formless, the idea, into expressions. Robert Kennedy was speaking to a troubled society in the 1960s. And he was speaking from very high ideals. Remember a few moments ago, I expressed an ideal that is true of you, true of everyone, true all the time, true everywhere. It is lasting. It is eternal. And he would shape those ideas in his words to not only guide his own projects as Attorney General and later running for the presidency of the United States, but he would use it for worthy, fair, constructive social action. To say that the future will be different from the present is, to scientists, hopelessly self-evident. I observe regretfully that in politics, however, it can be heresy. It can be denounced as radicalism or branded as subversion. There are people in every time and every land who want to stop history in its tracks. They fear the future, mistrust the present, and invoke the security of a comfortable past which, in fact, never existed. It hardly seems necessary to point out in California, of all states where he was speaking, that change, although it involves risks, is the law of life. Change means that we are alive. It is an essence of life that there is change, growth, evolution, development. Kennedy calls our attention to the principle of life in this physical world and reminds us that change is inevitable, not because life is hard and cruel, but because life evolves and continues because it does change.
You just heard a message coming from the Reverend James Stacy, the Senior Minister of Unity South in the Twin Cities. More information is found at their website at unitysouth.org. Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling. Thanks for making us a part of your weekend on New Beginnings. For Joe McKenzie, this is Freddie Bell reminding you that every day is a chance for a new beginning. We'll see you next week and online. Goodbye, everybody.